Confidential podcast brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. We're recording a Performer of the Week episode, so stay tuned. Episode. We haven't recorded one of these in a long time. I always enjoyed them. I've had people over the years ask me if we could bring them back, so I was like, let's do this. We had good reaction to the Performer of the Week post that we were putting on the site, and so I was like, well, maybe we can add a podcast element back to it and incorporate it that way. So that's what we're going to try and do. Joining me today, I have Mike Jubenville. Welcome, Mike.
Hi, Luke.
Jillian Bo, welcome.
Hello.
And Dr. Joshua Baldwin. Welcome, Doc.
Hello.
And I'm not trying to imply anything like Marlena Evans. I'm just saying it.
No, you went John. And
exactly. That's why I'm saying. But Mike chuckled when I said, hey, Doc. So I was just trying to make sure that there was no
I don't think
issues.
Mike think that you're trying to come for his. So you're no John Black.
There'll be no mewing.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Be mewing for you, child. So.
Performer of the week. Mike, let's have you go first. Who did you pick?
Damn, I didn't want to go first. I was like, I was hoping this was going to be like the waitress. I'll have a decision by the time you get back to me.
You and I talked about this last night. You do not have an excuse.
I know, but then I have a list, but I'm going to go with my gut on this one, and after catching up a little bit more on some things, I'm going to go with Billy Flynn from Days of Our Lives.
I knew you were going to go there. Don't be sorry.
This guy, as Chad, really has been kind of in limbo. Recently, he hasn't really had much to do. And when he had his moment, he shined. He was angry when he opened that door. He was horrified. He thought he was going to be sick. He beat the tar out of his brother.
Impossible.
And then,
I said impossible.
And he was really out of control the entire time that they were trying to calm him down. Then when he was in the police station with Hope, he was, scratching his hands and wringing and cleaning and trying to focus on something. But he got logical. And between him and Hope, they were able to piece together some aspects of what was going on. And I thought that he did such a great job because I felt tense when he was beating Stefan as much as he deserved it. He took a beating and it was visible and he kept going back for more. And I just thought that it was tense and uncomfortable. And it was exactly the way that it was probably supposed to be felt. So he actually trumped my other choices this week.
Okay. Jillian, who'd you pick?
I don't have this infinity for Billy Flynn that everybody else does. I'm not saying he's not a good actor. I think he's a good actor. He's okay. I just don't think, he's like the next Scorsese. I'm not saying that Mike is saying that, but how some people swoop in my timeline. I'm like, no. And I was like, it was like no shade, but I'm like, really? You like the size up between him and Tyler Christopher. I'm like, really? You beat him down like that? Really? Come on now. But I digress. For my pick, I have been very vocal about the storyline. I have said it from the beginning, from its inception, and I will say it until it rides out, until somebody puts a stop on it or whatever. But I've never been a fan of it. I've never believed it. I still don't believe it. I still don't consider Anna having another child, especially with Faison and one before Robin. I still consider that bullshit. I'm going to go to my grave saying that it's bullshit. If I'm standing solo by myself, fine. I don't mind rocking solo by myself. I still think it's a dumpster fire of a storyline. However, Finola Hughes, I'm gonna pull a Luke. It's a tie. Finola Hughes and Tristan Rogers did the damn thing. And it was just on a Monday. It was just on a Monday, y'all, when Robert was like, you know, she's like, leave it alone. And Robert's telling Anna, I'm not leaving this alone. I need to know the truth. What happened? And he pushes and pushes, and she finally tells him the disgusting, crappy, just funky rewrite of history between her and Faison. And she's just, Finola is selling the hell out of that storyline. She is making you believe that that's happened. However, like I said, we know that didn't happen because I was around watching when Faison first came to town. So no, I don't believe it's happening. However, the way how Finola and Tristan played it, the pain on her face, letting him know that she was intimate with their mortal enemy first before him, and how what happened and her having a spawn by him, it was just magnificent work. And I love the fact that at the end of the story, when she relayed that ridiculous story, Robert said to her, you know, I want to apologize to you for making you feel like a less of a person. I was really moved by that because even though this is a woman's genre, I keep saying it, but I'm like, does anybody hear if a tree falls in the forest? Do you really hear it? It's a woman's genre, but, you know, women are always apologizing for their past to their significant others. They could have met someone years, leaps, and light years before time, and they're still apologizing for shit that they've done before you were even an inkling in their mind. So to see a man, alpha male like Robert, apologize for making Anna feel less than worth herself because of what she had to do to survive, it was refreshing, and it was just really moving, touching. I hope one of the smart things that Frank can do would be to sign him to a contract, because you really ain't. I'm like, there is no need for you on Y&R. There isn't. General Hospital is your home. Jill needs to say Colin got hit by a bus and I'll be fine. I'll be fine, girl. I'll be fine. We'll be fine. They just need to just charge that to the game. Angelica needs to say, okay, look at here. Huh, Mal needs to say, okay, thank you, Tristan, but we good. And Frank need to be like, come on home, boy. Come on home and give him a contract.
Yes. Like,
those were fantastic. I still don't believe Anna has a son. I will still say that until I'm on my dying bed. You could come to my bed and you're like, Jillian, what do you want to say? And I will say, Anna did not have a son with Faison. And I'll go to the upper room because it's still trash.
Your gravestone will read, Anna did not have a son with Faison. Yes. Okay.
As well it should.
Yes.
Josh, who did you have for your performer of the week?
First and foremost, I have to say, I agree with Jillian about Tristan Rogers and Finola Hughes. They get the Turn Shit into Sugar Award for the week. Because just for that scene, because this is one of the worst bastardizings of a storyline I've ever seen.
It's the worst since Erica's unabortion.
I agree. I think I tweeted earlier. I know I did. I tweeted earlier that it was the Alex North of storylines. We just want to forget it. It didn't happen. It's terrible. It's just, it's awful.
Church.
I would say mine is Tristan Lake Labou from Young and the Restless. I thought his scenes the beginning of the week with Eric Braden, where he doesn't understand what happened with his dad, and he was playing chess with Victor, and he threw the board over, and he's kind of sassing his grandma and sassing his grandfather, and he's just this kid who's so frustrated. I thought he played really well, and then knowing that, I guess, Reed is going off canvas.
Dumb idea.
Absolutely. This whole storyline, the fallout should be playing through the eyes of Reed and through the behaviors of Reed. That's the next generation. So I guess his performance mixed with my sadness that they're taking the character off, I just thought he did a great job this week.
And he's such a good actor. I'm just so like, that's another, like, you know, speaking of dumb storyline ideas, getting rid of him. What was the purpose of bringing back these sore ass damn kids if you're just gonna usher them off. That was so frustrating.
Totally agree.
And well, he's not a bad actor. He's a good actor.
He's Emmy nominated, and he might actually deserve it.
Well, that don't mean
well, no, that's why I'm saying he might actually deserve it.
Like that Olivia Keegan girl is nominated.
That, like I said, he might deserve it. My performer of the week, and I need to preface this by saying the way I'm about to say this in no way, shape, or form implies that I am shading the person. It's just that it's the best way that I can come up with
Wait
to
a
describe
minute.
It.
Wait a
Sounds
minute.
Like you're going to be shading someone.
I am not shading the person. It's just the circumstances of the story.
Okay.
Because I am not like, because with the return of the performer of the weeks, I'm not wanting to go into the dishonorable mentions like we did back in the day. So this is not me shading. That's just what I'm trying to preface.
Wait, let me preface something. When you start a sentence off with, I'm not meaning to shade, but... It's some shade. I'm just
I am being ineloquent in my explanation.
No.
I will just go forward and say my performer of the week is Tyler Christopher. Because because he did a really good job at getting beat up and
I thought you no, wait. Before you go in, before you overtalk and go in. When you said like I'm not shading, I'm like, what the hell is he setting us up for? I'm thinking you're going to mean they overplayed it or something. I'm like, what the hell? But I get what you mean now. No, he did. He did a good idea because, like I said at the beginning, for me to believe Billy Flynn whooped his ass. Come on, son.
It has been a while. Like, okay, so the blood was extremely red and it took me out of it. I mean, it was to the point where it was jello almost red. But Tyler Christopher, through that whole thing, really convinced me that he was being beaten to pulp. And more so than me believing that Chad was beating him to pulp, I did not believe that Chad was beating him to pulp. If it had been on Chad, I would not have been able to do it. In fact, for me, Chad was like, I know we have it coming up, but I know some listeners agreed with Mike, but for me, Chad was too over the top this week.
Brother Kerr, come on.
Well, no, because like, once again, I'm not trying to shade people.
You're not
shading,
but for me,
what convinced me in those scenes was Tyler Christopher. It was not Billy Flynn. And on a topic, we're going to be recording our Emmy reaction podcast Monday night, so we're not recording a normal discussion podcast. I personally feel that Chad as a character was majorly torpedoed by them not having him go after the woman that he loved and instead go back in and continuing beating the living pulp out of Stefan. Yes, what Stefan has done is questionable and is not right. But when the whole premise of Chad's anger is that it's supposedly because he's so in love with the woman, but then he won't even go after her. I'm like, to me, it just torpedoed Chad as the character. That's not to say anything
so
about
what you're saying. You're saying Hope and Rafe should have let him go.
No, what I am saying is when he before they arrived, when Gabby ran out of the place, he went out into the hall. He paused and started thinking, and then he consciously made the decision to go back into that room and continue wailing on Stefan. And for me, as a character, I pretty much lost a huge amount of respect for Chad, because if he really loved this woman that much, why wasn't he doing everything he could to chase after her?
Okay.
But getting back to Tyler Christopher,
yeah.
I think that he did a very convincing job. He was what landed and anchored those scenes for me when I was not convinced that Chad could beat him up, but Tyler Christopher did a fantastic job.
Chad had that surprise.
If you surprised me with a champ, like, that's not, like, get out of here. You see,
honorable mentions. Mike, did you have any honorable mentions?
Well, yeah, I had a few. Tristan Lake LeBou is one. Maura West for her ups and downs and controlled anger and just hanging in tough with her wanting to have Avery back. But, you know, it's Maura West doing Maura West, so you know, she's always an honorable mention, but she kind of stood out with me because she could gone really over the top with her anger, and she restrained herself, and she kind of put it on the fence to everybody who was on the fence that I am going to nail Sunny to the wall. So, and she was pretty steadfast in her declaration. So I gave it to her.
Jillian, any honorable mentions?
Well, yeah, I have Maura West as my honorable mention because she gave you everything. She gave you joy and relief and happiness that her little girl is back. And then she gave you vengeance, anger that Sunny wants to be. You left your child in the care of this man that you know damn well should not even be watching her on TV, let alone watching her in person because of his ailment. But when Sunny was all, I'll give you, you know, I'll let you see her every other weekend, when she just said, oh, no, you going to give me the kit and caboodle, bitch. Like, are you serious? This happened on your watch. And when she was like, the vengeance that she had, I loved it. I adored it. I'm all for Pearl Woman there. And when, you know, Griffin, I wanted her to slap the shit out of Griffin when Griffin was like, oh, you should feel for Sunny and Carly's anger. What you do it? She, like, I really was hoping that she slapped him and was like, you lost your damn mind. When she was like, I don't care about their feelings. What about my feelings? That damn little girl is calling Carly and her snarling ass mommy. I'd have punched Griffin in his throat and tell him to seawalk out of my apartment. I was so there for her. I'm rooting for Ava. Like, y'all already know I'm a ride or die Sunny fam. However, they need to have joint custody at this point because it gives it more drama. This whole her coming hat in hand to visit that little girl and Carly knew, and then she going dejected. It's played out and it's tired as hell. They need to have joint custody to switch it up. So okay. I enjoyed her giving them all the business. But for what you said about Tyler Christopher, you know, the beating up, it's so funny. You're thinking in the women's perspective, because I'm thinking about it. I'm like, he should have chased after his woman. But I'm going to think at the man perspective. You know how y'all men do. Y'all, you know, you're supposed to comfort. Well, not y'all, but, you know, y'all supposed to comfort your women. You're supposed to comfort the women folk after something happened. But Chad's a man at the end of the day. He is like, you bothered my woman. I'm going to beat the shit out of you. So he's like, I'll get back to Abba Gabba, whatever, Laura, when I'm ready. I'm going to go.
Abba Gabba do?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Pretty much. He's like, I'm going to go, but I got to go beat his ass. I have to. It's like, it's just the principle. So I didn't have a problem with that. That's just how y'all think. I have to beat his ass as a principle. It's just the principle.
But he had already beaten him into a coma.
No,
see, that was the thing.
Hope was still there. Hope was in Rafe for trying to restrain him. And for the entire time he was trying to get to him, he had all his anger was out of control. So he was not thinking.
Josh, yeah, who do you have for your honorable mentions?
That's all y'all do.
We can make it a sweep with Maura West. And I would actually go to the part where she's with Griffin back at the house, and she just gets ice cold.
Yes.
Griffin's like, oh, maybe you can make up. And she's like, no. And she turns around to him and has this ice look, and gets this look on his face of fright. Like, I've not seen this icy version of Ava before. Maura West turned around with this. There was nothing on her face, and it was just amazing. We can't talk about this to me without saying just Amelia Heinle continued. She continues to play, whether I like the story or not, the fallout, because she continues to play her part well. And I'm with Michael a little bit. Billy Flynn, I agree, just because I liked that he had something to do. They have not given this boy anything to do for the last few months, and he suddenly had something to sink his teeth back into. And yeah, I think at times he went over the top with it, but I was happy, at least at the very beginning, when he started to get sick, like he looked like he had been punched in the gut. I thought that's kind of a natural reaction where you wouldn't know what to feel. Like, angry. But more so Maura West. I mean, how do you not? She's just everything.
It is
she
a sweep for
even be tied with Billy Flynn. How dare you?
it is a sweep for Maura West as an honorable mention. when she was in that police station, the pure seething rage that was coming off of her, and then the epic restraint that she was conveying at the same time, was such that if it had not been for the fact that Maura West was just bringing Ava to the brink, Ava, under a less talented actress, could have and would have burned that place down. And Maura was fantastic at it. I do want to also give a shout out to Finola Hughes and Tristan Rogers. When we were testing out Josh's headset last night to make sure everything was working, we were talking about it a little bit, and I was like, damn, they were really good, but this is such a shitty story. And
it is. That's why I gave that disclaimer. It's a shitty story. They're trying to sell it. They did their thing, but girl, y'all can't know. Like I said on Twitter, no. Even if Meryl Streep was in the role, you know Meryl could play a damn air, and we could believe it. I'm not believing this bullshit. No.
I think it's kind of sad you have to go back to a couple that existed like 30 or 40 years ago to actually feel some sparks fly off the screen.
He's talking about the fact that General Hospital has no current couples with chemistry. he's talking about current couples, like young couples.
Yeah, I kind of disagree with that, but I mean, we're not here for that storyline. We're not here. We don't believe it. We don't believe it. No, that's fake news.
I asked listeners who they thought for their the best performer of the week was, and many of them agreed with Mike. Mia Lecter replied, Billy Flynn owned this week on Days. Chad went from rage to heartbreak to fear, and he conveyed it all perfectly. He was my performer of the week. And there was many shared sentiments like that by fans who watched it. It didn't really qualify for a performer of the week, but last night Mike was like, well, are you going to be bringing up the fact that three divas were locked trapped in a room? And I was like, well, it's wonderful. Ron knows how to stroke my diva loving heart when it comes to this kind of stuff. But it was like
camp, like he do.
But Vivian versus Kate with Marlena's watching or being involved isn't, it's just comfort food. It's not necessarily performer of the week, but it was glorious comfort food. Thank you, Ron. We would encourage you to comment on this episode at daytimeconfidential.com. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/DC Confidential. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DC Confidential. You can find me at Luke_Kerr. Jillian is at Jillian Bow. Mike is at MPJ24.
You got it.
And Josh is at DrJoshua09.
Yes.
Woo!
I don't know why you don't pull the thing up called Twitter and find them so that you can look up their names. You do this every weekend. It's like Pinky and the Brain with you. I can.
And I'm obviously the brain. Until next time, so long.
Wham! Wham!